Pastor Aculus, would you come up? Let me pray with and for you, and then you can preach to us, okay?
Yes.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Pastor Aculus and his love and his passion for you and his love and passion for the people of Haiti. Thank you that you have connected us to him and him to us. I thank you that that you brought him into our lives in many ways, but even with my mom and dad, that he has been without parents for a long time and has spent precious time studying your words with my parents, with his spiritual parents. And I thank you for that. Help him to know how much we love him and that we're glad he's here. And then help him to preach from his heart your words with the passion that you've placed in his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Let me present you my wife. Thank you. I love her.
A lot.
A lot. Because the reason why I love her, because I have the girlfriend, the first one. The parents didn't want me because I was too poor. You got it? They don't want to become the yes. And this second one sent a letter. The second one, their parents, no, her parents sent a letter to Capation and said, if you have relationship with Aculus, I will put him down, because the house was upstairs. And they said, I will put you downstairs. I said, I just read the letter. I said, okay, thank you. And I called Jephthah. I said, I have difficulty now to choose a girlfriend. And he said to me, I will pray for you. After 2 years later, and I moved from Lambie, where my university is, to La Victoire, in order to start my ministry. And I saw her. We became good friends. We shared together every ideas we have. And I said, I didn't want to have a wife the same size or you got it. So he said, yeah, my wife should be taller than me. And when I have to talk to her, and she said to me, are you kidding? He said, no, I'm serious. If you are serious, you have to go to my mom first. If my mom accepts you, I will accept you after. I do my best to talk to her mom and said, yes, you are welcome. Say thank you. For that reason, I'm so proud today to be with my wife and States. I don't want you to listen to my words, my pronunciation. But I would like God open your ears in order to listen to the God's what? I'm going to talk a little bit about Matthew 25, verse 1 to 13. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like then 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamp, but did not take any oil with them. But the wise over took oil and jars along with their lamp. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry went out, "Is the bridegroom come out to meet him?" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed the lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Still, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you don't know the day or the hour." Amen. I'm going to talk a little bit about the last verse. The last verse said to us, to you and to I, and to me, "Therefore, keep watching." The reason why we have to keep watching is because we don't know the time. We don't know the hour. We don't know all the second coming of Jesus will arrive. We have to be prepared. Jesus used this parable of the 10 virgins because some people, they have too many things to do. They don't care about the second coming. In Haiti, some people said, "I have to get married first. I have to do things. I have to build my house. I have to put some stuff in my house." They said, when I have a teenager, they said, "Jesus will come only now." Most of the time they said that to me. When he will come, we don't know. Jesus always used parables to explain the future. And he said, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five, they don't bring enough oil. They said, five are foolish and five are wise. For that reason, Solomon asked, give me the wisdom in order to lead my people. Most of the time we have to ask God for wisdom. Because we don't have wisdom. When you don't have wisdom, you should be selfish. You got it? But you don't want people come to you. You don't want people to stand up or to stand over you. That's been selfish. But when you have wisdom, you really want people to come, people to stay. You really want to share your testimony because you have wisdom. But the foolish, they don't care about to bring more. Because they thought Jesus, the bridegroom will come soon. But the wise, whoever took oil and jars, the continents, to bring more oil. Along with the lamps, the bridegroom was a long time in coming. Verse 5. And they all become drowsy and fell asleep. They're tired of the coming of the bridegroom. But at midnight, the cry went out. He's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all the virgins walked up and trimmed their lamps. They are going for somewhere to buy some oil. And the cry went out. The bridegroom, come out to meet him. Why is the five foolish? There were some words, I don't know. And when they come back, the five foolish, when they come back, the wise give us some of your oil or lamp, or I'm going out. No, they replied, we don't have enough. Go somewhere. And they went somewhere to buy some. Verse 10. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The five wise virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet. And the door was shut. Later after, the others also came. Sir, sir, they said, open the door for us, please. But he replied, I tell you the truth. I don't know you. What does the oil means for us? What does the oil mean? Oil is not salvation. You got it? It's not salvation. If these foolish virgins were not saved, they would not have been called virgins. If oil represent salvation, they would not have been told to go and buy it. You couldn't buy salvation. For salvation is not bought. It is a given, free of charge, to anyone who wants it. Come. Come. Drink. Eat for free. Come to me. Jesus invites all of us to come to eat and drink without fees. Salvation is a gift of God. Eternal life to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ sacrificed His body. He gave His blood in the cross for you and I. Oil is a preparation. The five wise virgins prepared better than others, than five foolish, because they have enough oil to get them through the night. But the parable tells us the foolish virgins were unprepared. They had a torch which would last them a few minutes or so, but it was not enough. They were not prepared. They lacked reserve of spiritual oil. When I was at University Christian of North Haiti, most of the time, I was tired with studying and practice, reading, and I lay down without prayer. I said, my parents pray for me. But when they died, I obliged to pray. I don't know any reserve. I have to pray by myself. If you and I, not willing to take the time and expand and build up our spiritual reserves, while we have the chance, a time may come when a crisis happens in our life, a sickness, a death, a loss of finance or a job, or persecution. People say that in Haiti, I don't have time to prepare. I have to do things. I have to do that. I have to do this. There is no time. There is too much to do. But in the Bible, Moses took 40 years old to prepare. In desert to prepare. Jesus took also 30 years old in preparations before he began his 3 years of ministry. Christ may return tomorrow. I don't know. After 10 years later, 1 century, 1,000 after, but we must to be prepared for the future. The foolish, I would like to follow the foolish virgins or the wise virgin, except to you, to know which one. would you like to follow? And as a result, miss out on the dance they were supposed to perform because they were out to buy some oil to put in their lamp. The door is shut, according to Matthew 25, verse 10 to 12. But we have to prepare. We have to watch. Therefore, for you know, neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. What we have to do right now is to be ready. To be ready is right now. We have to get prepared because we don't know the time, the hour, the year Jesus will come. 2010 in Haiti, a lot of people die. They die. But they didn't know that before. After the earthquake, a lot of people think, I need Jesus, I need Jesus. They accept Christ as their Savior, personal Savior. But they return after 10 months, after 1 year, after they return to the same, the bad or the bad things again. But they say, I will have time to repent. You don't know. You should be sitting in the airplane with air conditioner and you reading books. And yes, now I call you to be with me in the heaven. For that reason, you and I, we have to prepare. We don't know when he is coming.